Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, what is meditation? Meditation, of course, is a tool for the spiritual path which has been promoted or taught, originating from the traditions of Hinduism since thousands and thousands of years. There are many different ways to meditate, but in general, we can say meditation is something we do with our mind, where we bring the mind in from all of its external activities. We bring the mind in from all the stimuli that it experiences from the outer world, and we focus the mind internally. There are many different reasons for meditating, and thus there are many different meditation techniques. All of those techniques can be put into two main categories. Some of those techniques keep the mind within the material field and perhaps develop certain powers or strengths within the mind, but within the material field. And the other section of meditation, the other field in which the mind could be engaged, is the divine field. So we could meditate on God. In other words, either our mind is being joined with God through meditation, or we're practicing some kind of technique which is keeping the mind within the limited material field. If we want to experience God, then we have to do meditation that allows our mind to become surrendered to God. To do this, we call it Rup Dhyan. Rup means the form of God. If we're going to meditate on God, we need to have a form. God also has a formless aspect, but meditating on His abstract, formless aspect is extremely difficult. So luckily for us, God also eternally exists in His divine form. So we can meditate on that form as it's been described in the scriptures and by saints who have seen God. We can meditate, for instance, on Sri Krishna. We can form that image of Him in our mind. And by doing that, we're actually joining our mind to Him, and it becomes the means of receiving His grace, which gradually purifies our mind. This is a very important tool on the path to God, and it's one of the ways of meditation. Other forms of meditation, like concentrating on the breath, or any such thing, they also lead to peace of mind. But concentrating on our breath or any other material thing does not purify the mind through God's grace. In order to receive God's grace, we have to meditate on Him. So this is why Rup Dhyan, meditating on the form of God, is the means of receiving His grace to purify our mind. Jai Shri Radhe.